Dayton, Ohio has given us many great things. The flight, the end of the Bosnian War, the Dayton Agreement, the Hulk. Yes, in the comics, Dr. Bruce Banner was from Dayton. WKRP's Gary Sandy, born in Dayton, and of course, the Sisters Deal. Kim first gained fame as the bassist for the Pixies, and she and her twin sister, Kelly, formed the Breeders. They had a hit with Cannonball in the 90s and have just been putting out great music at a slow but deliberate pace ever since, including their newest release, Mountain Battles, which includes Jose Medellis and Mando Lopez. All the Breeders join me in the studio. The first discovery was that the Deals still live in Dayton.
Yeah, my mother has the Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So me and my dad live there in the house with her.
And you help her out.
Yeah. I help my dad out, really.
Right.
I feel like I do.
It's really about him, isn't it?
Yeah, the caregivers, you know.
So, Kelly, you don't live in Dayton. Where do you live?
I do. I live about a mile and a half away from my mom and dad and from Kim.
The Breeders started in Dayton when you guys were, what, teenagers? There was a you played together as a band called the Breeders?
No. Me and Kelly would play the ground round.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ground round? They had peanuts on the floor.
Mm-hmm, and popcorn on the table.
Right.
And at least in my town, how much you weighed was how much you paid. Did they have that in your town?
God, no.
So if the kid was 83 pounds, he paid 83 cents. Well, we were a little more advanced than Dayton, I guess. We had ground round technology.
Weird.
So you played the ground.
That's illegal. You can't even do that.
Probably is. So you played the ground round as what?
Just Kim and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that your first public performance?
No. I don't know what the very first public performance was. It probably had something to do with audience appreciation and clapping.
Right. Mic night. Open mic night.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Oh, Sam's.
Sam's. That was one.
Yes. Sam's was a bar in downtown Dayton, and we weren't 18.
So did you have to bluff your way in, or?
No, but we were told that we were very unprofessional. The mic kept slipping down, and we got into a giggle fit.
Right, because it kept falling off the stand.
It's awful to get into a giggling fit, you know, when you...
Well, if you're like 17-year-old girls, I mean, I think people allow for
it.
It's
awful. No.
So when you were playing Sam's, what kind of songs did you play?
I don't remember, but I do remember
being told that we were
unsuccessful.
We did original music, and this is Kelly speaking.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I can. We did original music, and we did some covers as
really?
Well.
Really? What'd you cover back then?
We did, Blind Faith. We did an Elvis Costello song. We did a lot of Hank Williams.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did. We did really good songs, I think.
You know who else is from Dayton? I didn't want to mention this, but Rick Derringer is from Dayton.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
No.
No? Did you ever cover Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo?
No.
Lordy Mama, Light My Fuse. It's a great lyric. You're looking at me like it's not a great lyric, Kim.
I actually never really realized that that really was the lyric. It is the lyric.
Isn't that the lyric? I'm just doing it from memory, but I think that's the lyric.
Yeah. And then they got the backing vocalists that go, light my fuse.
Rock and roll.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I just wanted to jam with the Breeders for a second. That was my moment. What we're going to do is, I know you played songs before I got here, and I want to disclose that and not do the whole thing where go, hey, play a song. You recorded this before we started speaking, but what song do you think we'll play first? It's up to you. You could DJ the session.
Let's do one from the new record. Like, okay. Let's do Night of Joy first.
Okay.
Night of Joy it is.
All right, one, two. Every mile that you go, give me this now.
Tell me about Night of Joy. What did we just hear?
Night of Joy. Yeah. You just heard Night of Joy off of Mountain Battles, the new Breeders record.
Oh, my God. It's Allison Steele, the Nightbird.
Did I sound like somebody?
Do you know her?
No.
Oh, yeah. On New York radio, she would do the midnight to three shift and always end the shift with a poem. Kelly, I have heard that the reason you weren't on the first Breeders album, Pod, was because you were working at the time and couldn't get out of work?
Correct.
And what were you working at? What was your job?
At that time, where did I work? I worked at Dynamics Research Corporation.
Really?
Yeah, it's a defense contractor.
It is.
Defense contractor,
How were your security clearances?
I had a top secret security clearance.
Really?
Yes, we worked with a mathematical model developed by the RAND
Corporation.
Yeah, from Utah.
Wow.
Think tank.
Get out of town.
Kid you not.
I don't know. The Pixies wanted to get her to be the drummer.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't do that.
No, I didn't want to be in the Pixies.
Why not?
I wanted to be in Kim's band. And I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
Did you feel like the Pixies? Did you see the writing on the
wall? I thought they were
great.
Charles is a fantastic songwriter. The songs were amazing. He's a really nice guy. But I did not want to do that. I wanted to be in Kim's band. I like the music that she writes.
But you held out. But then when the first album came around, you were still working.
Well, I had to,
you couldn't get off of work.
No, I couldn't. The next album, Safari. Safari was an EP, and I was able to get off of work for that. And we went to New York and did it here in New York.
Now, Kim did make the drinky-drinky motion. That is somewhat true, yes?
I don't know that's true. That just is a thread that goes throughout. Although how that affects that particular decision, I don't know. She just likes to do that motion.
It was just funny because you were talking about lots of stuff.
And then she just it's kind of a physical Tourette's that she has.
Wow, that I guess makes you be terse. The threat of the drinky drinky motion.
Nah.
Holding
just
over.
Just ignore
your head. Now, when you were first in the Pixies, what's the story? You said you could play bass and you couldn't, or you just didn't own a bass? Kim.
I don't remember if I've ever said that. I mean, everybody can play bass.
I can't.
Can't they?
No.
You just go whoop. Sorry, Mondo.
Well, you played guitar. That was your instrument.
Right. So the fact that I couldn't play bass isn't, I mean, if you play guitar, you can play bass. Not very well. I don't think I can play bass. I'm not saying I'm a bass player, but I can play the bass.
But you responded to an ad that combined a couple bands that no one else, I guess, responded to.
Husker Du and Peter, Paul and Mary.
There you go. And you really liked those bands. That wasn't like, oh, those guys are being funny.
I liked Peter, Paul and Mary. Oh, I didn't. Yeah. They were being funny because they said no chops. Wow. So I've never answered an ad before.
So that was it. That was your one ad you answered.
Yeah, and I was the only person
who
answered that ad.
You got you got credit from that, and you never had to answer an ad again. All right, what's the next song we're going to hear?
Should we do Driving on 9? This was from Last Splash. Kelly played violin on this
tape.
Can you just pick up any instrument? You play so many.
Apparently.
She's really good. She was really very musical.
Thanks.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay, here I go. Driving on 9. You could be a shadow beneath the street light. Behind my home, driving on 9, I sure miss you. Past the motels, looking at the pines, driving on. Driving on 9.
driving on
You guys are not breeders yet, correct? Or perhaps
correct.
Perhaps you will never be breeders. Who knows?
That
what
is
the future
correct.
Holds. If you were to have twins, would you go with the same letter and the first name thing? How did that work out for you in your lives?
I thought it was fine.
Kim,
pass.
Oh, come on. We need a comment. Did you feel unfairly?
Stupid
tethered
question. How's that for a comment?
Come on.
How can you demand a comment?
I never heard his feelings. Look at
my brother's name is Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
What are your parents' names?
Christy and Carl.
Is that
she's
true?
So
no, it's not.
No, I can tell it wasn't true.
Wouldn't that be
true.
Great?
Yeah,
no,
I can tell. They have a friend named Kyle, too.
They have a friend named Kyle.
You mean with a K? Is Christy with a K?
And Kyle.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl with a K. With a Kyle.
It's a whole thing. I want to thank all the breeders, Jose, Mondo, and the two Deal sisters. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye. I had a good time, and so did I. You can see the video of the breeders performing in BPP Studios at npr.org/Brian Park. Up next, movies with Dan Holloway on the Brian Park Project from NPR News.